Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily and do your quiet time, then rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. Welcome also to Tuesday, the 10th day in December 2024. This shall be for you a Tuesday of good news and open doors. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today and be responding with amen. I receive it. God's faithfulness and mercy shall be openly demonstrated on you today. Every item you have on your to-do list or the one you have on your heart shall be successfully accomplished. Angel in form of man and men in form of angels shall support you in all you do today. The same testimony shall come from your children, your parents, and your siblings. Who is this? You have been waiting for a phone call, an email, an approval, a payment, a release, an appointment letter, an approval from the immigration office, or a request from your client. There is something you have been eagerly waiting for or wished happen. It is coming this week. That miracle will happen this week. All listeners, pull your right ear gently and say, "My ears, get ready to receive good news." Hold out your hand and speak to your hand and say, "My hands, get ready to hold miracles and resources." Touch your eyes and say, "My eyes, you are about to see wonders." Look at your legs. Speak to your legs and say, "My legs, it is time to walk into waiting miracles." Amen. It shall be as you have prayed and as you have decreed. Now, if you are receiving this early in the morning, while you are still in your house before you go out, change the clothes you wish to wear out today. It is a prophecy. Certain positive changes will happen for you today. If it is too late for you to do, then do so tomorrow morning. I heard the Spirit of God said in my spirit, a change is coming for my children. Tell them to change the clothes they wish to wear. I don't know exactly what the change is, but it is positive. Let's have your testimonies when you begin to experience the changes that God promised. For all listeners today, God is coming through for you. Say amen. Someone was afraid before. Someone was in doubt before. Let fear and doubt go. No more fear and no more doubt. Be blessed. TPGF, what God has started in you, He will complete. That is what I just heard now. God said, the good things I have started in their lives, I will complete. That word is for somebody. December 10th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your new age is blessed. As you grow in age, you will grow in grace. Happy birthday. Now, let's receive more teachings. First teaching today. Good morning, my TPGF family. Daddy, this is a request, sir. We need TPGF hand list band for children as people are requesting for it. Thank you, sir. Wow. Okay. We will let the producers and those in charge know of this request. Next, thank you, Daddy, for devoting your time and everything in serving God and man. My question is, how can all my children be close to God and obey godly principles? I always forward turning point to them, but they hardly read or follow it. We observe morning devotions most days, but some of them are always reluctant in reading the word and doing so. Please, sir, counsel me on how to make them get closer to God without being pushed. Thank you, Daddy. Wow. I read this out because this is happening in many families. Most Christian parents did not know the revelation and the understanding of Proverbs 22 verse 6, which is God's template of raising a child that will not give us problem on time. That verse says, train up a child in the way he should go. That verse has two dimensions, training a child and establishing the child in the way. We only train, but we did not establish them in the way out of ignorance. Establishing in the way means going beyond sending them to school and taking good care of them. It should be that we put our values, our cultures, our tradition, our history, our God, our church, and our doctrine in them. Children must be indoctrinated. And that is only possible between when they are from day one of birth to a seven of lives of their lives. That's their age of innocence, like water. You can shape them to whatever shape you desire them to live in life. If not, they become difficult to shape. This is what we must understand. This is what many did not understand. This is what must be done, and it must be done deliberately and intentionally. Never let them be exposed to any other value or culture. Beyond age 7, they connect to the outside world, and as they grow into adolescence and adulthood, they form their own character and imbibe other values other than ours. At that age, it is too late to now want to establish them. The core Muslim world and the Asian nations, the Jehovah Witnesses, to a large extent, they understood this. You find that their children hardly get out of their culture and doctrine. But 99% of we believers just send our children to school. We pray for them, and then we leave them to live their lives. Children should never be allowed to live their life or the life they have chosen for them. They will choose the wrong one. They should imbibe the culture, the tradition, the history, the value, and the doctrines of parents. Many of our children don't even know our history. They don't know our culture. They don't know our value. Many of them don't even speak our dialect or our language. Oh, my show, what a pity we lost them. In Genesis 18, verse 19, God said about Abraham, I know he will command his children after him to keep to the way that I have led them. Can I ask us, how many of us parents today can command our children, our adult children? We have led them to grow on their own, to grow in their way. This is a lesson for young parents, just bringing children to follow in bringing up your children. Proverbs 22, verse 6 is God's template to train and establish them. We train them, but we don't establish them. Back to your question. Please don't push them, as you have said. The strongest tool you have now is prayers. Warfare prayers for them. Then love and bringing them closer to yourself. Show them love, and at every opportunity you have, show them Christ. By God's grace, God's love and passion for Christ will come back to them. I went this long and this deep today because many families are wondering why their children are not passionate about their God, about their Christ and their doctrine and their church. This is why. This is where and when we lost them. From day one of birth to a seven of life. I think I should write a book on this important truth and subject. Next, good morning, my TPGF. Pastor, please, is there any deadline for contributing money to feed the poor and the hungry that you announced? Wow, no. Thank you for asking this question. No deadline. We should just keep donating as God gives us the grace. Like I told us, I have now been properly briefed that it is not possible to feed 10,000 families with 40 million naira that I announced. The correct budget that has been brought to me now, moderate budget, is 200 million naira to feed 10,000 families for at least 2 weeks. So all of us are called upon to do more. Even if you have given before, please give again, and the Lord will bless you for doing it. And we want heavy givers, philanthropists among us, give substantially in millions if you can, in hundreds of thousands if you can, so we can hit the target on time. Still, we put no one under duress. No one is being forced. It is the hungry and the very, very poor we want to show mercy to. So no force on anyone. Do as God gives you the grace. And at a point, we will let every one of us know how much are coming and how many of them we can feed in case we are not able to meet the 200 million naira budget. We will do as God has given us the grace. See, keep contributing. Keep sending. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. That is the name of the account in Zenith Bank. Account number 101 7238 3-7-8. Those doing in dollars and in euros, use our PayPal account. Those doing in pound sterling, use our HSBC account. Like I said, at a point, we will give account of whatever money has come in and how many people we are able to feed. If by God's grace we are able to do the 10,000, we will be happy. But whatever we are able to do, we will let everyone know. Next, Daddy, I am above 39 years, still single. The greatest challenge I now see, as I look back, all the girls I dated, no one of them is married too. What could be the problem? Wow, 39 years old man, still single. My question to you is, what is your problem? Is it that no viable job and you are financially handicapped? Or is it any medical issue? You spoke of all the girls you dated. None of them is married too. I hope your dating them did not include sleeping with them. A pollution, spiritual pollution, might have come in through that. I will counsel that you face your own life first. Subject this change to spiritual warfare. Get closer to God through Jesus Christ and follow all that we have taught here on the steps to take in choosing a godly married partner. That yoke over you shall be broken and you will be gloriously married in Jesus' name. Let's stop here today. The World LinkedIn Conference 2024 started yesterday night. It was awesome. From today to Friday, ministration will be 3 sessions every day, 8 a.m., 12 noon, and 5 p.m. Come and join us real light if you are in our environment, Dominion City, Ibadan, or connect online. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, 11th, is the Special Ministers and Leaders Conference. Joining me will be Bishop Mike Bamidele. So all ministers and all leaders in the fivefold ministry, tomorrow, 8 a.m., be there. It will be live stream. So connect online also. Now, Thursday will be a single combined prayer mountain service from 8 a.m. Don't miss it. Remember what I just shared now about donation to feed the hungry. 200 million naira budget. Do as God lays in your heart. Use the account number I have given you. Pay your tithe, sow your seed, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 12-12-12 we are sowing this month. Do as God lays in your heart. The Lord that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I prophesy great blessing, greater lifting. The remaining days of these years shall be your best days this year. The Lord bless you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.